Commentator Farzaneh Milani immigrated from Iran to the U.S. in 1967. It took her many years, decades, to feel fully integrated into American culture. Now she has a story that took place after she had been in the U.S. about 15 years. She didn't yet understand where Americans draw the line between public and private.
I had taken my 5-year-old daughter to the Santa Monica Beach. We found a spot, spread our towels, and began to enjoy our lunch. Soon, the conversation of a half dozen pre-teenage girls attracted my attention. They were sitting next to us. One girl, swinging her long blonde hair across her shoulders, was furious. Accusing her friends, she said, "You're all jealous because you didn't get to massage him." Two of the girls were totally unimpressed. "Yuck," they shrieked in unison. "Gross," exclaimed another. I thought to myself, wow, they're already fighting over boys. I became all eyes and ears. Every tidbit of information embellished and enlivened the story. I was ready to ask my own questions and offer motherly advice. But suddenly, one of the girls cupped her hand around her mouth and whispered something to the others. Together, they gave me a dirty look. I did not have a clue why they were upset with me. One of the girls looked me directly in the eyes. She blurted, "Why don't you mind your own business?" I come from Iran, a land of walls and veils. There, what is considered private is kept concealed. We imagine paradise as a garden bounded by celestial walls. We believe Adam and Eve were covered in the Garden of Eden and stripped naked upon expulsion. In Iran, privacy means enclosure. So anything not covered by a veil or not protected by a wall is considered public property. That sunny day at the beach, the American walls of privacy were invisible. I considered it my right to listen to the girls. I had no idea I was intruding. They were speaking loud enough for me to hear, and I thought it was my right to listen in. With a dazzling sense of self-righteousness, with my accent and all, I said, "If you don't want me to listen to your stories, then stop talking so loud." I was about to teach them a lesson or two in social protocol and caution them against massage-seeking boys. But my daughter intervened. Born and raised in this country, she was mindful of open yet protected spaces. She knew I was trespassing my limits. Taking the matter into her hands, she dragged me to the welcoming sea.
Farzaneh Milani is a professor of Persian literature and women's studies at the University of Virginia.